Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues. We got 24 and a half more minutes to go here on the program. I'm Tim with Ed and Wesley, and now joining us is Chris Woodward. Good morning, Brother Chris.
Good morning.
So, Wesley.
Oh, boy.
No, I just want you to, share with our listeners.
My heart.
I want you to share your heart. With our listeners, that's what Christians do. We share our hearts on how to about the app and about the podcast of this here network and this here show in particular.
I would love to do
in
that.
In particular. You like
in
that?
In particular.
That's a good Southern expression. In particular.
In particular.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. So I would love to do that. So I would encourage everyone.
Right there.
Like that.
I like that. I would love to do that.
Oh, love and encourage. Yeah. I got them both in the same sentence.
Yes, go ahead.
I would love to, and to encourage you, the listeners, to download our AFR app, So just go to your app store on any smart device. It could be an iPad. It can be your cell phone. It can be any type of device where you are able to download apps and download the AFR app. Now, the reason it sets it up, one thing, you can listen to it 24/7 wherever you are, so you don't need a direct signal to a tower in order to listen to AFR through the app. But also there's other things on the AFR app, content that you're not also going to get on the radio. For example, we have a contemporary Christian music station on the app that you can switch back and forth from. We also have our hybrid station, and we have our talk station, which is what most people are listening to right now. In addition to that, we have all the radio programs archived. So if you were listening to Frank Turek this past weekend and you missed some of it, or you wanted to re-listen to it, or Today's Issues,
right?
You can go to the AFR app and it's archived there. The second place I would encourage you to go listen to, if you're not an app person and you're just like, I don't want another app, I'm not downloading another app, I don't want to know about it, then go to AFR.net. It's that simple. Go to the internet, go to AFR.net, and everything I just described is also there as well.
Well, I'm going to do like Elon Musk. I'm going to do a Doge report right here. And if you have apps on your smartphone that's keeping you from having the AFR app, you need to start firing them.
Right.
You need to start deleting them.
Yes.
And get rid of those apps so that you can put the American Family Radio app on, because that's the most important.
Why in the world would you have Candy Crush on your phone?
That's what I'm talking about.
And it's not keeping you from having AFR.
Right. Well.
One of them's going to get you into heaven.
Speak the truth.
The other one's going to keep you. Okay, maybe. Maybe I can.
A little bit of a stretch.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think it's
good. I didn't have to save you for that when you saved yourself.
Yes, I was joking.
I don't think Candy Crush damns people to hell.
He called himself.
Yeah, you did stop short of that.
I was teasing.
Actually, I have breaking news. A left-wing judge has just ruled that you must keep Candy Crush on your phone.
Yes.
Oh, was that right?
Yes.
I did send this around to everyone here, and we did post it on our Today's Issues Facebook page. The Babylon Bee. They're just comic geniuses.
Yes.
And they had one last night where they had the two astronauts that came back to Earth. I don't know their names. Sonny and whatever.
Butch Cher. And Sonny.
Cher?
Butch and Sonny.
Oh, Butch. Mm-hmm. And the Sundance?
Sonny.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so, and it showed them, and it said, federal judge tells orders Trump to send the astronauts back to the space station.
Yes.
That's a good one.
Yeah, there it is right there.
Yeah.
You send it around.
Federal judge orders astronauts to return to the space station.
That's funny.
And I put that, you can go to Babylon Bee probably and get it, but I put it on our Today's Issues Facebook page so you can access it easily.
You did it? You put it on our Facebook page?
Well, no, I don't know how to do that.
That's funny.
I've never had Facebook, nor do I know how to operate it. I know what it is, and that's all.
Yeah.
I know who, what's the guy's name who started Zuckerberg?
Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah. So, but Brent Creeley, our producer,
Prince
posted
of a guy.
On there.
That's funny.
All right. So Tim, Ed, Wesley, and Chris. Chris, what's your first story?
Well, I promise myself every day I'm not going to promote The View anymore by airing clips from their show. But this one was one that we needed to include on this here program, where we do often play clips from people on The View. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was on The View defending his leadership position. Now, Democrats are upset with Democrats, including Chuck Schumer, because in their minds, he's not doing enough to fight spending cuts. He's not doing enough to fight Trump. He's in favor of spending decisions from the Trump administration, stuff like that. So Chuck Schumer goes on The View to do damage control for his position as Senate Minority Leader, and he defended his position here. Clip one.
Does somebody who is influential in helping Biden's decision to step aside, do you think it might be time for you to?
No. I think that, you know, my Senate caucus, first, you ask who's the leader. When we don't have a president, there are a lot of leaders. We have a lot of really strong talent in the Senate, in the House, in the governors. We have a great bench. Mm-hmm. But as for the Senate caucus, of which I'm the leader, I should be the leader.
There we have it.
Well, is it true or not that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said she is going to primary Chuck Schumer to try to take his Senate seat?
Yeah, I can't say if it's true or not. I can tell you that people have put that out there on social media and even written articles and blogs about that. You know,
she should, or that she is planning to.
Actually, I've seen both. Now, again, that's just social media speculation. And a lot of what you see on social media and even in print is speculative. It's not necessarily nailed down concrete evidence these days. That's unfortunately the way journalism has gone for a number of news outlets. But people have pushed for her to do that. Certainly she has the name recognition to win a statewide office like a Senate seat.
I don't think she could beat Chuck Schumer, personally.
No, she couldn't.
Yeah. So I don't think – I think she – will probably continue to get reelected in her.
It's Brooklyn, district. Right? Isn't she from Brooklyn?
I think it's the Bronx.
It's one of the boroughs.
Yeah, but I don't think she has statewide power. Mm-hmm. I don't think she's popular enough within the Democratic Party to get it.
Schumer's like an institution.
Yeah,
well, he's the state of Mitch New York. McConnell of the Democrat Party.
Yeah, you guys been keeping up with any of this Snow White story?
Basically, the controversies surrounding the comments from the actress playing her.
This is the live action version. What Disney has done is going back to all their popular animated films and making live action versions of them. And they're usually scene for scene and the same dialogue. Mm-hmm. Right. And the live action version of Snow White, this actress, I'm not sure what her name is, but she's had made some really controversial comments, and Disney has made some boneheaded decisions. Originally, this movie was supposed to be released last year, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They originally were going to make the Seven Dwarves into a DEI parade. Everybody gets their own representative in the Seven Dwarves.
Yes.
And they didn't like the word dwarves. Mm-hmm. Okay. And now there was so much kickback from the little person community that they have reinstituted animated version, CGI version.
Put a lot of dwarfs out of work.
Well, that was the argument, actually.
They didn't get jobs because they were being placed by magical creatures.
Yeah. But there's a number of them that are actually in the Screen Actors Guild.
Yes.
Yes.
And they said there's not a lot of jobs available.
Right, as it is.
As it is.
And we got Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. You want to cut us out?
And it's exactly right. I forgot about that. They were going to be replaced with magical creatures.
Yes, that's what they were calling them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so... this movie was made, I think, about 3 years
ago. Just so y'all know, we had a whiplash of topics right there.
Yes.
We did. We did, but
you
this
get that
is
a lot.
This is important.
Okay.
Yeah. Snow White.
This movie, I believe, was made about 3 years ago in the height of wokeism. Mm-hmm. Wokeism was
booming.
Yes, it was booming. It was like, this is the way to go. This is America.
Full court press.
America's going full court press on. Yep. On DEI and woke and
aircraft sort of
extreme liberalism and everything, and we're doing away with common sense, what I would call common sense, and the Judeo-Christian view of man. All that's going to the side, and we are entering a glorious place of wokeism. Well, boy, did that change.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, so that's when the movie was made, and this actress, her name is Rachel Zegler. Now, I am after Tom Cruise and Tom Hanks, your Tom Selleck, you Tom, after those people, I don't know a lot of the younger actors or actresses.
Right.
I do know a few, but I don't know a lot of them. Okay.
Right.
So
she's brand new.
I didn't know who she was. Okay. Right. So she may have been a star in some other movie or two that I'm unaware of, but
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'll look up her film roles.
But here's the deal. She is an anti-Semite. She is, she doesn't like white people. I'll tell you that at all. She's pretty been clear about that in her comments. She's just a left-wing extremist person in many of her views, and she doesn't mind sharing them. Okay.
And that got her and the movie in trouble.
Yes.
That's right. So you combine the woke, the changes in the original move from the original Snow White to this version, this animated version. I haven't seen it. So, but they're saying there's several.
I don't think, has it been released yet?
It's coming out.
Coming out now. There's been several substantive changes from the original to this movie. Mm-hmm. And she made comments like, criticizing the story itself.
I don't need a man to rescue me.
And she said the prince, when Snow White was unconscious, okay, from folks from eating a poisoned apple,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Yeah.
This was a very sad moment.
It was.
Okay? And she said the prince kissed her to awaken her from that deep sleep. True love's kiss.
That's the original Snow White
story. That's the original Snow White story. She said the prince didn't get permission to
kiss
her.
That's what the actress said.
Yes. And that's part of the kind of Me Too thing. Now,
yes. So she's been a nightmare for Disney, mm-hmm. and allowing her to change the story.
Both of those are going to hurt the.
Okay, here's one of my main points. If you are going to take a story that is an American treasure, Snow White didn't originate in America. Maybe German. I don't know.
It's a Grimm fairy
tale. But my point is, it's an American.
Classic.
Cinematic treasure, one of the first movies put in animation.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to take that, you have to be true to it, true to the story.
But like it or not.
Like it or not. If you want to create a woke movie, which Disney can do if they want to, don't take the name of Snow White and try to ram jam or shoehorn your left-wing ideology in there.
That's right. Create another storyline.
Create a whole new movie with a whole new genre, if you want to.
I agree.
A whole new series of movies, and support your ideas that way.
Mm-hmm.
What they're wanting to do here at Disney is they're wanting to use the fans of Snow White, which there are millions of them, and then try to force-feed them this left-wing garbage into a new Snow White story.
Bingo.
You see what I'm saying?
I would say that Disney has ruined the Star Wars universe. They've ruined the Marvel universe, which they own both of those.
Mm-hmm.
And they are going full bore on ruining their own universe.
Yeah. It's a fairy
with
tale.
Their own the fairy tale movies.
I know somebody somebody in the media world took her children to Disney recently. And
what's the theme park?
Yes, the one in Florida. And she mentioned how it was odd because normally when you go to Disney, when there's a new film coming out or one that's in theaters, it's everywhere. You know, there's T-shirts, there's marketing. There's
trying to get the downplay.
Yeah, this they're basically ignoring.
It's going to bomb.
Now, they already lost their shirt many years ago with John Carter on Mars. It was a live-action sci-fi thing. And they lost a ton of money to the point that the head of Disney at the time got fired. And so they're going to lose a ton more money with this.
Okay, listen to what Zegler, the lead actress in Snow White, said in November. She said, "May Trump supporters and Trump voters and Trump himself never know peace." Before adding, "Blank Donald Trump," and she used the vulgar word that we've all heard.
Yeah, sure.
Blank Donald Trump.
Which is unifying, brings peace.
Yes.
Brings everybody to the table. We want to hear you out.
So
right?
she's taking a majority of Americans and she's dissing them publicly while she's got a movie coming out that Disney wants to at least break even with.
Yeah, and they're not.
And they're not going to. And she should have had some kind of written contract with Disney saying you can't. You're forbidden from talking about national politics.
Yeah, right.
You just need to talk about the
movie. Plus, let me just say this. This is going to come out across a little bit ugly.
All right.
Okay.
But you say it.
All right. I'm going to say it. So the original animated version, the Wicked Queen looks in the mirror, 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 who's the fairest of all, and the mirror says, well, Snow White, because the Wicked Queen was not as pretty as Snow White.
Right.
Well, guess what? In this movie, the Wicked Queen is a lot prettier than Snow White. It's Gail Godot.
The Wonder Woman.
The Wonder Woman.
She's a model, right?
She's like a model. And who's going to believe the mirror in this movie?
Mm. Okay.
Now, I'm not saying that this young lady plays Snow White.
Oh, she's pretty.
She's not ugly, but nobody's going to believe the mirror.
Yeah,
I'm just going to tell you, I'm not going to go see the movie.
You know, earlier this year, we reported this on AFN. We talked about it on the show. But Disney announced back in February that they were shifting away from DEI and they were getting back to just making movies, right?
Right.
So if that's really what they're planning on doing after this debacle, and it's going to be a disaster for them, they're going to lose money. It's no doubt. It's inevitable. They need to sit down with their film department and all the creative people and go, no more of this stuff.
Right. But I think they have done that. I think that's why I said the movie was made 2-3 years ago, and they thought woke was, you know, emerging as the new way of the world, and now it's not, and they're sort of having to readjust. But having this lead actress out here just dissing and offending more than half of America, now I know the movie will go worldwide, but it's just crazy that Disney allows this to happen. And they're not putting much money into promotion of this that I've been able to see. They're just hoping to get it behind them, and maybe it won't sink the ship, so to speak. One other thing about this is, let me ask you a question, and I don't know the answer to this. I think I do, but Snow White, the story, is that because her skin is white?
Snow White?
Or is that have nothing to do with the story?
That's a good question.
I don't know. I'm gonna consider.
I wonder because
she's Latina,
right?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, she's the current the actress. That's the, right. Yeah, the real.
Okay, according to the internet, which may or not be accurate, Snow White is called Snow White because in the original Brothers Grimm fairy tale, the queen wishes for a daughter, quote, with skin as white as snow, lips as red as blood, and hair as black as ebony. And upon giving birth to such a daughter, she names her Snow White.
Okay. Listen, this is not a big deal. I don't really care, but it seems to me like if you have a role that requires somebody to be a certain skin color, why wouldn't you make them that?
That's the DI stuff.
It sounds like it's a big deal. It's not a big deal to me either. I just don't. If something's woke, I just don't watch it. But it's like movies where they're gonna have Vikings in it, and they want to make the Vikings black. Okay, now listen. There were black tribes in Africa that were just as fierce warriors as the Vikings.
Did they ever fight the Vikings in the?
Vikings did fight the Boers
in North
Africa
or anywhere like
that. I don't think they went down that into the heart of the continent. But I'm just saying, try to be historically accurate. The Vikings were Scandinavian. They were Danes. Okay, they were Norwegians. They were Swedes. Yeah. That those weren't black people
right. or Asian
for that matter.
All I'm saying
is you're going to lose people who like Vikings if you try to make them think that Vikings were black or Asian.
One thing about DEI that I've noticed is that it's not diverse like they want it to be, right? Okay, so like for example, they might make something, a television show, film where they might have a person of color play a historically white Viking or something, right? But like you never see Chris Pratt cast as Black Panther.
Right, but that's the point of DEI and woke is we're making up for past injustices
So it's everybody but white people.
Yes, because they've had privilege.
It is, yeah.
I'm being serious. That's their line of thought.
Go ahead, Wes. You got a rant?
Is that is because of past injustices, so you can't use white people.
That's
to
why
be black
Snow White, we need a Hispanic girl, not a white girl, because we need to punish those white people for their past injustices.
That's the ideology.
Okay, go ahead, Wesley.
All right, I got my own, and I got 4 minutes. I won't use it all.
Okay.
So on the way to school this morning, I was helping my son.
You're still in school?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
On the way to school.
On the way to take my children to school, I was helping my son, 9 years old, finish up some of his homework.
Yeah.
One of the questions, one of the pages was, what is a hyperbole by definition? And then it was, give us some examples. So we went through that. Actresses like this, or those on the left like this, just I just have the eye roll, and it's nauseating to hear their hyperbole of how bad things are in America when they are themselves making millions off of the American dream.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I don't know what her timeline is of coming to America, but she says she's Colombian. So I don't know if she, I guess, born here or not born here. I don't know. But her family's Colombian, so we can figure out if she's born here or not. But the point is, she's making Donald Trump, President Trump, and his administration and his teams and the things that he's doing are not directly affecting or hurting her.
Right, but she wants to act like it's Donald Trump. Go ahead.
She was born in Hackensack, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Now she may be like, I'm half Italian, half Greek. So she, you know, has, you know, one or both sides of her family are Colombian, but she's an American.
But you understand what I'm saying? These young adults, even mostly young adults, teenagers, 20, 30 year olds who are live in America acting like it is just the worst place to live ever.
Right, while they're making a killing.
They're making
a
killing. Listen,
in high school, she went to Immaculate Conception High School in Lodi, New Jersey, an American private Roman Catholic all-girls college and preparatory high school.
Very privileged.
So, listen, she wasn't selling pencils on a street corner. To put food on the table.
She had wealth privilege.
Yeah.
She had wealth. And listen.
Which is great. That's awesome.
That's America. I would say this too. Had Disney made a movie, a live action movie, true to the story of Snow White as it was originally written and originally done on film, had they made a movie, they would make so much money.
Yeah.
They couldn't even contain the coffers.
That's right.
But no.
No.
We got to force feed America, bunch of bigots.
Yes.
We need to force feed these bigots our DEI changes Snow White.
And you got to know, think about how stressful it is to be in a meeting to recreate something that's unnecessary, that you could go, this is the stress. You can take the burden off people by going, we're just going to copy what they've already done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the movie that made Disney. Like, they already had Mickey, but like, it became Disney because of Snow White.
We need to improve on this. How can we improve on, we need to remind America how bigoted they are and how sexist they are.
Listen, to your point, Disney has made animated films with non-white people.
Yeah.
Moana, I think that's...
Yeah.
It's coming.
It's Moana.
Moana?
Moana.
Okay, Moana. And, they've had those movies, and they've done very well.
Mulan.
Yeah. I know. It's like they're on a suicide mission or something. Yeah. I don't know. All right, my thanks to Brent Creeley, our producer, Chris, Ed, Wesley.
Thank you for all your stories, Chris.
Thank you.
We got lost on
I had
Snow
many.
White.
I kind of diverted the show.
I liked it.
It was an executive
order. All right. And my thanks to Fred for the last hour, and Robert Gagnon, too. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you back here tomorrow.